Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Well, hello to our listening audience for Think Big Radio. And again, we are grateful that you have joined us, and especially in this series on aging gracefully and the special segment as it relates to finances and the milk plan single payer model. And we have two guests, and of course, you heard on our other segments. Kevin, are you with us tonight?
I am, Felton. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, and how about you?
Oh, I am doing great, and thank you again so much for having me on the program again.
Thank you. And also, we have a special guest, and later Kevin will introduce our special guest, but Sonia Williams, are you with us tonight?
I'm here.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. And thank you, Pastor Kevin.
Oh, you are most welcome.
And as I've shared in other segments, one of the driving forces behind my life and my career in taking care of seniors is the importance of aging gracefully and the importance of sharing information and providing a roadmap on how we do that. And tonight we will continue our discussion on the milk plan. And so, Kevin, as we start tonight's program, from our listening audience, we have had a lot of questions that have either come through email or individuals have called. And what I'd like to do is address some of those questions or ask some of those questions, and you address them. And then after we finish, it's about four questions, if you would then introduce Sonia, and we'll go in of our show. How does that sound?
That sounds great. That sounds great, Felton.
Okay. Now, what I would like to do is right now, Kevin, if you would give the contact information for you, and then later on we'll also get the contact information for Sonia if any of our listening audience might have questions or later want to get in touch with you.
Absolutely. So I can be reached by cell at area code 615-275-9173. That's my cell phone number direct, so you will certainly be able to reach me at that number. You can also reach me by email. You can contact me at KL McCants, that's MCC. anthemilkplan.org. That's spelled THEMILKEPLAN.org. Themilkplan.org. That's KL McCants at themilkplan.org.
All right, great. Well, Kevin, one question that came in, the question is, do I have to roll over my retirement funds into the milk plan if I'm participating in a 401k plan at work?
Okay. So that's a great question. Let me just kind of step back a little bit. First off, if a person is a part of a 401k plan through their job, they do not have to roll over their retirement funds into the MILP plan's OMA 401k system. Now, first off, what you want to remember is that the MILP plan's OMA 401k is not a retirement plan. The OMA 401k is what we call an EGISP. That's an acronym, E-G-I-S-P. It stands for Economic Growth Incentive and Sustainment Plan. Your company 401k is designed for your retirement, but the OMA 401k is designed for your present-day ability to spend and save. That's the power of the OMA 401k. It's not set up for you to receive payouts at retirement like your company's 401k plan. That's why the OMA 401k pays out weekly after only 3 months of contribution into the plan. And see, that piece is very important because it's not a retirement plan. It's an economic growth plan. And one of the components that drives economic growth is consumer spending. So we need our citizens to be able to spend. So your spending is critical to the driving of the economy. But we not only need you to be able to spend, we don't just go spending crazy. We also need you to be able to save. So receiving that weekly distribution payout enables you to save as well. Now, why is it important for you to be able to save? Your saving is what makes capital available for small businesses to borrow at lower interest rates. And so that's what makes the OMA 401k plan such a powerful, powerful tool. So that would be the answer, Felton, to the first question. You do not have to roll your retirement funds over into the MILP plan. In fact, a lot of companies will provide matching funds. So you want to be able to maximize that match. Let your company 401k remain in place. Your contributions into the OMA 401k will reward you on a weekly basis.
Okay, okay. All right, Kevin, the next question that actually came in through email, can younger people participate like a 40-year-old who might have their own business or they're self-employed?
Yes. Okay. Oh, that's a great question. So this is really – I kind of see this question in two parts, really. Well, it depends on how you view it. You can view a 40-year-old as a younger person, and you know, we view the OMA 401k plan. What's so awesome about it is that you can participate as early as 18 years of age, and that's a very important feature of the OMA 401k plan. So that would also take into consideration the individual that's 40-ish years of age. Certainly, they can participate in the OMA 401k plan as well. It requires that you be employed full-time. That's one of the main requirements, is that you are employed full-time. Now, the self-employment component is a great question, because this is really a very key piece. For self-employed individuals, you can still participate in the HOMA 401k plan, but you must be able to produce 2 years of tax returns showing the business profitability and viability. Now, this is important. You see, what we don't want to do is we don't want the HOMA 401k plan to become a mechanism where people can game the system. In other words, they can say, oh, you know, I don't work full-time, but I'm self-employed. I have my own business. But what they really have is a hobby. So that's why we would hear that you must be able to provide 2 years of tax returns, because that's going to show that that business is established as a legitimate business through its profitability as well as through its viability. Now, viability simply means that you must be able to show on-time payments of both your business and personal expenses reflected in the bank statements. So that's a very key piece. So now the tax returns will show that the business was profitable, and then the bank statements will show that both business and personal expenses are being paid on time. And so that establishes the business as legitimate and not necessarily a hobby. You know, Felton, sometimes people have businesses and they treat it as a benefit to be able to show business losses where they can write off those losses, and they're not showing that the business was profitable. But that's not what we're doing here. You're not eligible to participate in the HOMA 401k plan if your business is showing losses. Because if your business is showing a loss, then what are you making contributions into the plan with? You see? So we don't want to set people up to be able to game the system. Your business must be able to show profitability, or even at the least break even. It can break even and you still be eligible. It simply means that you may not have necessarily had a lot of profit, but all of your expenses were paid. Your salaries were paid. All of the business expenses were paid. Personal expenses were paid. You just happen to break even. That is absolutely acceptable.
Okay. Okay. The next question is, a person asks, can I participate if I'm not a part of your ministry?
Now, that question, are they asking about participation into the milk plan per se, or are they talking about, into the milk plan? So let me be very clear on this one. So first off, the short answer is, absolutely, you can participate in the milk plan if you're not a part of Milk Ministries. Milk Ministries is simply the entity by which the milk plan was birthed. As I've shared before, I am a pastor, and my wife and I co-pastor our church, Milk Ministries, Church on the Line, but that ministry is what gave birth to the milk plan, single-payer, universal health care model. So the milk plan itself is really not tied to the ministry in that you would need to be a part of the ministry to participate. The milk plan is a solution for all of our nation's citizens. and it is the solution to our healthcare dilemma. It features the OMER 401k plan as the vehicle that allows our citizens to pay their own premiums for healthcare costs. So that's the real benefit of the OMER 401k plan and receiving those weekly distribution payouts so that now I can afford to pay my own premiums and have those premiums deducted from my weekly distribution payout of my OMER 401k plan. And what that does for me, it now eliminates the need for company-sponsored insurance plan. Now, you may be thinking, so wait a minute, why would I want to eliminate my company-sponsored insurance plan? I'm happy with that. Shucks, my company pays a part of those premium requirements toward the plan, and I don't have to pay as much as I would have to pay by being a part of my company's sponsored insurance plans. Well, see, this is why it's important in all of your getting to get an understanding. Now, I've worked in corporate America for nearly 35 years at various levels of the organization. Now, companies, their ultimate preference is really not to have to be in this insurance, in this health insurance business. Now, it's really important that you hear me on this. The average cost to an employer of a family health coverage plan, the average cost to the employer is over $12,000 per year per employee that receives family coverage. That's the average cost that the employer pays. Now, what the employee pays on average is around $4,000 or $5,000 per year. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. One of the issues that we have today in corporations is that Wall Street is booming, but wages are stagnant. You're not getting those large pay wage increases annually. There is a reason for that. The reason is also because of high health care costs. Those costs to employers increase annually. And because those costs increase annually, many employers push, listen to me, they push total benefit package. They don't just talk about your salary. You see, what they want to do is open the eyes of employees so that employees will say, wait a minute. It's not just about the salary that I get. It's also about the benefits I receive. So employers are pulling back substantially on large annual pay increases because they're trying to change the mindset of employees to take on a greater appreciation for what they receive in benefits. What the milk plan's OMER 401k plan does, it says to the employer, you know, I think what I'll do, I'll take care of my own premiums and have that deducted from my OMER 401k plan distribution payout weekly. But I think I'd rather have that $4,000 to $5,000 raise. I'll take care of my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You just go ahead and take care of my raises, because I'm going to free you up so that I can get higher raises now, so you don't have to pay $12,000 toward my premiums on my family coverage, because I'm going to connect with the milk plan to take care of that. So you go ahead and you take that $12,000 that you pay in for me and let me see that as a little bit of a higher annual raise. So now instead of me getting this 1, 2% annual increase, let's kick that thing up to about 6, 8, 10% increase. Because, see, you can do that now because you don't have to worry about those premiums anymore. $12,000 for my family coverage. I got that covered. That's what mm-hmm. the milk plan does. You see, we are arming the people now with the knowledge because our legislators won't give us these solutions. Unfortunately, many of them, because of our laws, it allows for lobbying to take place with our legislators. So if a lobbyist can come to our legislators and say, you know, we really kind of need you to give us a little bit of protection on the legal side of things, on the laws that you put in place, we need you to kind of protect us with some of these laws that you put in place so that we'll be willing to make some contributions into your next campaign. See, that's legal, but it doesn't fully benefit the people. Are you mm-hmm. following that? So
yes,
what the milk plan does, it positions you now to receive increase in income in two ways. Through your OMA 401k weekly payout, and now because it frees up employers to no longer have to provide health insurance, they now have the money to give you higher raises. So now you're going to save money, watch this, because you will have no more deductions coming out of your paycheck through employee contributions toward the employer health care plan. So you're going to get that increase. Then you're going to get the increase from the OMA 401k, and then you're going to get the increase from the annual pay raise that the company will now be able to provide since they no longer have to pay for health insurance premiums. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
So when I learned this, and it just broke my heart, when I look at being a part of corporate America, working in corporate, and understanding what was taking place, it broke my heart. I'm just being very transparent with you, and I just said it's a better way. And so we began to put in place, we did a 7-year proof of concept of our model to show that it was workable. And I tell you, Felton, I'm really getting excited here now because we're really about to make a segue. That's one of the reasons I asked Ms. Williams, Sonya Williams, to come on because, you know, I don't want to get it too much ahead of myself, but I tell you, this young lady, she's going to really bless you tonight. You're going to hear some things of the insurance side, and I don't want to get too far ahead. I know we got another question or so to come, but I'm so excited about this program tonight, Felton, because prayerfully it's going to really help our listeners to understand why we need their help in contacting legislators and letting them know that we want you to support the milk plan single-payer model to replace our current health care system because it's broken. So we really need your help. So that's why we're taking the time to explain as much as we can on how the system works, how the plan works for the milk plan, and how it will benefit you as a citizen of this nation.
Yes, yes. So, Kevin, this is our last question before we then bring on Sonia. This person made the comment, so if you would discuss this, this comment is, I'm assuming the interest from the deposit may be part of the payout because most 401ks or Roth are controlled investments via stock. Would you mind just commenting on that?
Absolutely. So it sounds like, Felton, so here's what the caller is really getting to. They're asking about interest from the deposits being a part of the payout of the OMA 401k. So let's talk for a moment about what happens with a company 401k. Because, see, where the caller is making their mistake in terms of their understanding of the OMA 401k system, of which we can certainly help to clarify, they're still thinking of the OMA 401k as an investment, as a retirement investment strategy. Remember, the OMA 401k is not a retirement strategy. It's an economic growth plan, and that's a very important distinction. You see, in your company 401k, when you make deposits into that company 401k, that deposit is made with pre-tax dollars. That means before they tax your gross income, whatever you contribute into that 401k is subtracted from your gross amount first. That now gives you a lesser amount left of your gross. And now your taxes are charged on the difference between your gross and the deducted amount that you contributed into your 401k. So what happens is, at the front end, it lowers your taxable contribution amount. But on the back end of your company 401k, what the caller is talking about, that money that gets deposited into that company 401k, it can accrue interest. It can accrue earnings through investments that may have been made, because you can decide how you want to invest that money into various stocks. A lot of times people will take their 401k and they will invest in company stock. And so what happens over time, that company stock grows, and so at distribution payout upon retirement, they're now able to get back the amount of that stock either that they sell or whatever interest has accrued on the money they've deposited. Well, what happens at distribution payout, when you're now at retirement age, you now have to pay taxes on that money. So what this caller is talking about is the weekly payout of our OMA 401k, they're asking, is it from interest that has been earned on the deposit? Now, this is important. And you got to remember, it's not interest earned on the deposits because the deposits don't sit for 40 years waiting on your retirement. Think about that. The owner 401k pays out weekly. So you say, well, wait a minute. How does the money build up to pay me weekly? Now, I can understand my company 401k because I can't touch that until I retire. Of course, unless I have some kind of hardship, but that's not what we're talking about. But if that money builds up over a 30, 35-year, 40-year time frame, that's a lot of money, presumably. So it's understandable that it will grow interest. But the other 401k doesn't wait for 30, 35, 40 years. Once you paid in for 3 months, you now start getting distribution payout. You say, but wait a minute, I don't even make enough to even get much out of that. If I'm going to start getting weekly distribution payouts, some people may say, but shucks, I don't get paid but every 2 weeks. How am I going to get a check every week? Because it's not just your money that goes into the repository. In your company 401k, you alone have an account, usually tied to your Social Security number or your company ID number, and you make deposits into your own personal 401k. The company can match it with X amount. You can make investments of those funds and earn interest, but it's only based on what you have put in. And that's why it takes it years to accrue. But the OMA 401k is not based solely on what just you put in. It's only one pot for every other citizen that participates as well. Wow! Now you're talking about, though you may get paid every 2 weeks, if it's only one pot, there are other citizens that get paid weekly. Their money is going into that pot. There are millionaires, billionaires that sell stock that are now making deposits into the OMA 401k. There are athletes with million-dollar contracts making deposits into the OMA 401k. So the accrual of the funds is not based on interest, it's based on diverse deposits. What do we mean by diverse deposits? Deposits from all different people at all different income levels. Wow. Now, I usually explain it like this because, and I'll tell you what's so interesting about this, the way we came up with the OMA 401k. Now, I don't think, Felton, we've even shared this much at all over any of the segments, but it's actually a faith-based principle. And it's based on a Bible concept or term called the OMA. That's a Bible term. That's right. And it actually comes. Most people have heard that Bible story, Felton, about, you know, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they were going into the promised land, so they had to make this journey across the desert in order to get to the promised land. Well, that journey was only supposed to take about 11 days. It actually took them 40 years.
Wow.
But in making that journey, what they decided was, well, wait a minute. You know, we kind of want something better to eat here during this journey. It's kind of a long journey. So God decided, watch this, that he would provide manna from heaven. That manna was called bread. Now, watch this. The bread that he provided from heaven covered the entire ground in abundance. So now you had old people, you had young people that now had access to the bread. But now watch this. Older people were more feeble. They couldn't get around as good as the young people. So the young people had the ability through their youth to just go out there and scoop up big armfuls of the manna. But God said, nope, that's not how you get the manna. So the question was, well, how do we get it? God said, we're going to use an omer. An omer is like a measuring cup. And it means the tenth part of. And the tenth part references the tenth part of a whole. And that tenth is known as a tithe. So what God decided was, he gave them a measuring cup that was called an omer that had a built-in measurement of a tenth. So when they scooped up an omer's worth of manna, they were actually eating the tenth. They were consuming their tithe portion of manna. And it ensured, watch this, that everybody got an omer's worth of manna based on their wise deeds. Wow. So all of a sudden now, I can now get a scoop of manna for the wise deeds that I perform. And those wise deeds had to do with obedience that made the system stronger. That's how we develop the wholeness index assessment, because it comprises wise deeds. So for every wise deed that you do, you say, well, what's a wise deed, Kevin? Here's a wise deed when it comes to our health. You eat right and exercise. That's two wise deeds. So you get two scoops of omer. Watch this. Bread in the Old Testament had a double meaning. It was not only nourishment, but it also meant money, which is why we use the term even today. People will refer to money as what? Bread. I remember back in the day, Felton, we would say, man, I need some bread. Well, we wasn't talking about bread as in for a sandwich. We were talking about money kind of bread.
Right.
Sometimes,
right.
I need some dough, man. I need some dough. Well, we weren't talking about dough to make no bread. We were talking about dough to spend as money. So that's where that term even came from. So long story short, what we realized is that we needed to do it just like God did it. And that's how we developed the wholeness index assessment based on the wise D indeed that our nation values. In our health, we value eating right, exercising. We also value annual health checkups. All of these are considered wise deeds that determines how much your weekly payout from the OMA 401k plan actually is. So now what I get out is not based on what I put in. What I get out is based on what I've done to strengthen the system by making me a better citizen. Wow.
Okay. So, Kevin, so let's now, I think, shift into, in these last 20 minutes, when we talk about the money and wage earners and the wise decisions, why don't you go on and introduce Sonia now so we can further and better understand the milk payer plan, especially when you've got the W-2 earners.
Yes, yes. Okay, so this is so powerful, and I'm so, listeners, I'm so grateful to have Sonia Williams with us because she took our ministry to the next level. Now, Sonia Williams is a senior agent of the Transamerica Agency Network of Mobile, Alabama. She's into life insurance. She's a licensed life insurance agent. She is a graduate of Faulkner University out of Montgomery, Alabama, where she received her master's degree in business management and leadership. Now, after graduating in business, Sonia pursued her love, which was for the business of life insurance. She has been in the life insurance business for over 20 years, right around 23 years or so, and she finds it rewarding providing service to the community. She conducts fact-finding, and she just loves enlightening individuals on the life insurance industry. Now, Sonia's goal is to educate and provide knowledge and information to all that she comes in contact with. And I tell you, she has done a phenomenal job. Her passion for what she does ties closely to her heart's desire to serve and work wholeheartedly in the kingdom of God. And moreover, she is most proud that God has made her steward over two precious souls, Kyla and Joshua Williams, her two children. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you our special guest tonight, Miss Sonia Williams. Good evening, Sonia. Are you there?
Good evening. I am here.
Yes, yes.
Everything you said, this is an awesome experience. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I tell you, thank you for accepting. And Felton, thank you for allowing me to even invite another special guest. What I want to do, and listeners, the reason that I asked Sonia to come on is because it really takes the discussion even to the next level now. What we experienced from this OMER system, and we started operating this over 7 years ago, and what we learned was that the money that was coming in enabled us to do more creative things. This is how we know that we have the answer to our health insurance dilemma. Remember, the problem with the health care system now is cost. Well, cost would not be a problem if we have money to pay premiums, right? So we realized from our OMER system we had quite a bit of revenue available that we were literally giving back to the members weekly through the OMER system. But what we discovered is we can take this further. So I contacted Sonia because I knew she was in life insurance. And my request of her was about to go to a level of what had never been done before to our knowledge. And what we wanted to do was to provide life insurance to all of our members who wanted to participate. It was voluntary. We provided life insurance to each member in the amount of $15,000 of life insurance with premiums paid by the ministry. That's how we knew that that's what enabled us to know that we could propose a recommendation to our nation's government that would allow health insurance premiums to be paid through automatic deduction from the OMA weekly distribution payout, because we've done this. So I notified Sonya, and I said, hey, listen, what I'm about to ask you is crazy. I know it is, but we need life insurance paid for by our ministry. The premiums will be paid by the ministry, but the policy will go to the members. I need you to work it up. And I'm telling you, I've asked her to come on because, Sonya, you bring a unique perspective to this discussion tonight because you've been connected to us first as the agent that helped frame the life insurance policy that we provide to each of our members on a voluntary basis, but second, as a member that receives weekly OMERS, not as a retired citizen, but as a W-2 wage earner, one who works full time. So what can you tell our listeners about your experience receiving weekly OMERS first, and what has completing the wholeness index assessment each week, what has that done for you? So those are two questions I want you to think about, but hold that thought, hold that thought. I tell you, I got so much I want to put before you. But the piece that I want you to address first is this. As you know, when we started the life insurance program over 2 years ago, we had to convince the insurance company that our motives were legitimate because they had never heard of a church providing life insurance for its members and paying the monthly premiums. So what I want you to tell the listening audience first, from the insurance company's perspective, how did we convince them that we were legitimate?
Okay. This was so far-fetched. Nobody has never heard of anything like this. So when Pastor Kevin talked to me, I pinned it, went to my manager, talked to him. He went to his manager, talked to him. He came back with a whole list of questions. They wanted to know the motive of the insurance company, of the church, I'm sorry. They wanted to know the motive. Because it's never been done, it's new, they wanted to make sure that this was legitimate. This wasn't going to be a scam, a pyramid scam, something that come back to bite. So what we had to do, I laid it all out. You know, I made like a little sheet, and I had the member's name and their ages and their birthdays. It had to make sense. It had to make sense. So what they required from the ministry was a lot of personal information. They wanted to know the bottom line. They wanted to look into their finances. They wanted to see the bank records. And once the ministry was able to produce this, it was like, hey, we may be on something. So my manager got in with me, you know, and started. We made a little sheet, a little graphing sheet saying, you know, okay, this client, this member can get this amount. This member can get this amount because of this. You know, each individual qualifies differently, and we wanted to make sure we covered everybody. And Felton, glory be to God, we were able to cover every member that Pastor Kevin put before us. But not before we were able to legitimize the ministry.
Absolutely. Now, Sonya, let me jump in here 1 minute, because what I really want the listeners to understand And this is so powerful. Remember, we were giving a response earlier to the question, Felton, that came up from the listener about can self-employed people participate? And we were explaining about the bank statement. Well, we knew that firsthand because we kept impeccable records. And when the insurance company asked us, they wanted 12 months of our bank statement because they wanted to see how we use our money.
Absolutely.
Your bank statements will tell everything about your spending patterns. But what was so powerful about the bank statements was that it reflected all of the tithing contributions that came into our ministry. You know how a church, people pay their tithe into the ministry and what have you. We have 100% tithers in the ministry. Now watch this. But what was so powerful about the bank statement, it showed where the money was going right back out to the people. It was reflected in the bank statement. And instead of giving them 1 year of bank statements, I gave them 2 years.
Yes.
And when we gave them that second year of bank statements, it sealed the deal because they knew they saw the money coming in and they saw it going right back out every single week. And it had where the money was going, right back to the people. And being able to show, when we did that, it sealed the deal. The next thing, and Sonia, you can elaborate on this, because they wanted to know now, so you're going to pay the premiums. They knew we could afford it because they saw the money coming in. So we were paying the premiums and still sending out weekly OMERS.
Yes.
And this, on top of that, watch this. On top of that, what they wound up doing, what they realized, then their next question was, wait a minute. Who's going to be the beneficiary of this $15,000? And that became the question. And then they told us, they said, we're going to see just how serious you really are. You can't be the beneficiary. That's what they told us. You can't be the beneficiary. In other words, you can't control it. It has to go back to the beneficiaries named by the people who had the policy, which was our members.
Let me interrupt.
Yes.
We only have about 6 minutes now,
so we want to get those critical
points.
Okay, thank you so much. Go ahead, Sonia. I'm so sorry.
Okay, another thing, they didn't want them to be the owner. They could be the beneficiary, a second beneficiary, but they wanted a family member to be the first beneficiary, and they could not be the owner. But another thing that really sealed the deal for this was that Pastor Kevin's and the Milk Ministry account never went negative and never had any derogatory marks on it. So that was another thing that made them know that they were putting their money to good use.
Awesome. Absolutely. So long story short, one of the reasons that I asked Sonia to come on is because all we wanted to demonstrate in this, it's not so much about the life insurance policy, but we want our nation's citizens to know there is a solution to our health care dilemma. And in that solution, it can not only enable you to pay your own premiums, but it can free you up so that you will be able to spend and save. And if you're able to spend and save and meet your household needs and requirements, guess what we've just done? We've just narrowed the wealth gap, which is the one component that no politician seems to want to challenge or address.
Mm-hmm.
Is the wealth gap between those who have and those who don't. The OMER system is a model that enables us to narrow the wealth gap without taking from those who have in order to give to those who don't. It narrows the wealth gap by everybody doing their fair share. And I wanted you to come on and just share that piece with regard to how we launched the life insurance piece. Now, if we can do that in one little ministry, paying premiums on life insurance policies of $15,000 for each member, what can we do with 209 million people? How much can we produce in the richest nation in the world? People, you'll never be broke another day in your life. And we will not have the health care cost. We will do it cheaper. We will do it in a more affordable fashion with higher quality and better service. And you will not be broke. You will get raises on your job because your employers will be set free from having to pay health care premiums. Now, Felton, we're in your hands.
All right. Well, what I'd like to ask each one of you in a minute, if you'll make your closing statement and something maybe perhaps that you didn't remember to share. And Sonia, we especially want you to let our listening audience know how they can get in touch with you. So, Sonia, if you don't mind going first, and then Kevin.
Felton, my name is Sonia Williams. You can reach me at 251-583-7392. That's 251-583-7392. And my email address is Sonia, S-O-N-J-I-A, dot Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, at transamericanetwork.com. That's at transamericanetwork.com. Felton, I am elated to be a part of this program tonight, and I thank Pastors Kevin and Mildred for inviting me. And truly, the OMER system has changed my life because there's no way you can get up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, every morning, Monday through Friday, and not do better. To know better is to do better. To do better is to know better. So what I'm saying is you can't. And then those questions. It's a couple of questions on there that I've never had the opportunity to answer yes to, but it is my goal to make those no's a yes. I want to be the best citizen. I want to be the best saint. And this wholeness index assessment helps me to progress and to renew my commitment in doing so. So I'm determined. And I'm committed to all of my no's, making them yeses. So if it's something that I can do to make a yes, I'm going to do that. If it takes eating right, I'm going to do it. If it takes saving, and I thank God for my OMER because it allows me to save. So it's a question on there that says, did you save? Did you not make a deposit? Did you not withdraw? I can say yes because when I put that OMER over to the side, it's being saved, and I have not made a deposit. And it cost me a Y, a yes. So I'm doing well. I am trending and progressing on my wholeness index assessment. It's gain. It's life to me. And I thank them for introducing it to me because it helps me to be a better citizen. It helps me to be a better saint. It helps me just to be a better person. And again, to you, Kevin, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Mildred, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Sonia, thank you for joining us. And now, Kevin.
Well, I tell you, Felton, I just feel like Sonia really summed it up. I mean, that's she said it all right there. Only has she been a blessing to us in the ministry through her gifting, her anointing, her knowledge of the insurance business and working with us. She took us to another level. And in doing so, she has been rewarded. That's the whole model of the kingdom of God, to position us to be a blessing in the gift that God has given us. And you cannot flourish just in a job, because the job that you do may not be your anointing. What this nation needs of you is to function in your anointing. That means your God-given gift, so you can be a blessing to every person around you, including your employer. And watch this, and be rewarded through the OMER system for your faithfulness. Now, you owe nobody anything because you are a value-added citizen. We're done, Phil.
Well, this has been a powerful night again, and I just want to thank you, Kevin. I want to thank you, Sonia, for being on tonight. I want to thank Think Big Radio. And again, our shows are archived, and for those who missed it, can join later on. Thanks again for joining us on Think Big Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.